meeting between government coalition leaders on Monday failed to produce conclusive results on how the government will offset falling tax revenues. But two variants narrowed down are on the table to introduce new spending cuts at most government ministries, as well as some cuts to social benefits to bring the public finance deficit down to 3.5% of GDP in 2012, or alternatively, to raise the VAT to a uniform 19%, with minimal exemptions on books, medicines, newspapers, and magazines. Given the impact of either variant or a combination thereof, it's no surprise no final agreement or compromise has been reached yet, even as coalition party members meet again on Tuesday to try and hammer out possible solutions. Until now, the junior government party Public Affairs has strongly opposed further increasing the value-added tax, calling that a hoax on voters. And it's not clear they'll budge. Just on Monday, here's what the party's leader, Radek John, had to say.
The 19% proposal is a swindle and is a means of getting the middle class and the poor to pick up the tab.
The idea has been equally rejected by the newly elected head of the party's deputies club, Vít Bárta, as well as the party's economics expert, Michal Babák. By contrast, Public Affairs would like to see a different solution, the return of progressive taxation and higher taxes for corporations. But it's hard to see how they'll make any gains there. Bringing back progressive taxation is something that senior coalition members, the Civic Democrats, and Top 09 are both firmly against, and Prime Minister Petr Nečas rejected the idea point blank, saying it would only see competitiveness suffer. Whichever solution is chosen, the further belt tightening will be difficult. The benefits of agreeing on the proposed 19 VAT rate are clear. An additional 22 billion crowns in state coffers and a projected deficit next year of 95 billion crowns, 3.2% of GDP. But it is also obvious that many are against. A new public opinion poll, for example, suggests that two-thirds of the population are not in favor, while only a fifth back the idea. Alternatively, slashing spending at ministries that are already cash-strapped is also a tough decision. Public Affairs are particularly uneasy over more cuts at the transport and education ministries. The latter is slated to lose 4 billion crowns next year, a scenario described as catastrophic by the Deputy Education Minister, Ladislav Niemetz, although preferable to an earlier proposal slashing 9 billion crowns that had been put forward by Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, who later agreed to lower the numbers. Regardless, it will leave the education ministry in an unenviable spot. The minister, Josef Dobesch, made improving conditions for the country's teachers a top priority upon entering government, and a reversal there could prove deeply unpopular. Other ministries, such as transport and defense, have also been slated for new cuts in the billions, so it is clear it will take some time and probably a good deal of heated negotiations before an acceptable solution or compromise is found. Now we turn to this story. It was exactly 120 years ago this week that Prague got their